KQ4 WA. Started, everybody. So if you're on the air and you're hearing my voice, well, that means you're on the right repeater. Getting the Blue Ridge 2-meter net kicked off at 9 p.m. 2 minutes from now. Stand by. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo, Quebec, 4, Whiskey, Hotel, November. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHM. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHM. Well, your net controller has a couple of things. I usually try to bring in some helpful tips and ideas and thoughts and news and whatnot. So let me go ahead and hit those really quick, and then we'll get into the roll call. First and foremost, don't forget, the first Monday of each month, the Blue Amateur Radio Society will meet at the Red Cross building down there next to the Greenville Hospital, and that happens in March on the 2nd. I'm going to look at the calendar. The 2nd of March, that's that first Monday. So you'll have the opportunity there to go and join the folks at Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. If you don't have the time or want to just attend remotely, they do publish that meeting on Zoom, and you can join virtually. All the details are there at the BRARS.cc website, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All right, next little bit of news. We've got going to talk about the Simplex net. We try and get out there and have a conversation and see who we can get to and talk with when we don't have a repeater around. I was remarkably successful today calling out and finding a number of folks when I was just tooling about in the car. And I'm always curious to see who we can do, who we can talk to if you don't use a repeater. It's definitely shorter range, but it is interesting to see there are a number of us hams out there listening for it. So we're going to do a simplex net. We do it, try and do it every month, the first Tuesday of the month, and we do it right before this net, which is going to be about 8:30. And again, that'll be on March 3rd. Meeting on the 2nd. Simplex net on March 3rd, right before this this net is held proper repeater net. But we'll meet here, and then we'll change frequencies. All the details will be available. I've also got it posted on the Facebook group if you want to go that way. One other bit of news that's kind of good information for those of you that are ham clock fans. We know with the passing of Elwood Downey, there was a mad scramble to figure out what to do about ham clock. Is a very useful information application that a lot of hams use to get a lot of detailed information about, well, just a whole bunch of things. But they are trying to revive it, and you can go to hamclock.com. We know Elwood's original site was Clear Sky Institute, but they've got a web address of hamclock.com where you can find new information about it. They've got a donation-only Amazon web instance, and they're bringing it up and giving you instructions on how to configure your ham clock software to point to their server so you'll be able to continue on after June. So support that if you can, and if you're a fan of ham clock, that is, in fact, good news. The final thing I've got for you tonight is there's been a lot of buzz in the different forums and places about the FCC changing the rules on FRN contacts within the website, and they have to be updated within 10 days, and then everybody kind of went, what, who, where? Well, basically the clarification from the FCC has been published, and essentially they're saying, look, if you have a change to your email address or your physical address, we need to have that changed in 10 days. And if you don't change it and we try and reach out to you and we can't get a hold of you, we could do things up to and include suspend your license to operate. So if you have changes that you've made or you have coming up, know that .21 and 97.23, give them enforcement action should they be so inclined. So if you got any changes, get on the FCC website and go ahead and make them right away so you don't run into those kinds of issues. That's all the news I've got tonight, and we'll go ahead and start the check-in. Roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. Just let us know if you want to hang around and talk a little bit. We've got time to do that. All right. I'm going to do a couple of little things on the back end here, and then we'll go ahead and get started with the pre-net check-ins, folks that have checked in via the website at the brars.cc website. I've got 21 of those tonight, so stand by. We'll go ahead and get those knocked out. List, as always, KC4PLT, that's Rich in Pendergrass, Georgia. Got KF4CKT, that's John coming to us from Honeypath. Got KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. Got N4UYB, that's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. Got KE4VGN, that's Richard in Greenville. Got AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Got K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Got NC9V, that's Leon, and Leon brings along his lovely bride, Wendy, KE4DXJ, they're both in Hendersonville. K4RYL, that's Ryland, and he's coming to us from Greenville. Ryland was one of the folks I managed to talk to via Simplex, just running around the car today. The other one that I talked to, just coincidentally, is the next in line, that's KO4ZEW, that's Ben. He's coming to us from Simpsonville. Then I've got KC4W, that's William from Anderson. Got KQ4YOO, that's Clint there in Honeypath. Got KG4QLQ, that's Linda, and she's in Piedmont. Got KI4LZI, that's Anthony, there in Table Rock. Got WA4JJZ, that's Andy, there in Aiken. KG4PFI, that's Don, there in Piedmont. Got KR4FHX, that's Jamie in Gaffney. Got KB2BYQ, that's David in Easley. Got KM4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And right under the wire, I had W4IOE, that's Sid there in Fletcher, who checked in all from the website. All right, I've got a couple of Echo Link stations. I'm going to let Echo Link stations check in. Echo Link stations only, call KQ4WHN.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel. That is KO4NNH. Name here is Fred, Foxtrot Romeo Echo Delta. I'm over here in the QTH in Greer, South Carolina. I'll be hitting and getting tonight, but 73 to you and all on the net.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control is pleased to recognize KO4WTQ. That's Greg coming to us from Greer via Echo Link. Good to hear your voice tonight, sir. And then KO4NNH. That's Fred. Fred, also good to hear you tonight, sir, and appreciate you guys coming in whatever way works for you. Love to get you in the log and appreciate you taking the time to get us set up there. All right, I've got everybody that's come in electronically, so let's start using some RF waves and get that done. And tonight, being Tuesday night, we're going to start in the India through Lima group, So if you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and your suffix begins with I through L, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. It's KG4JIA Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you. All the best, 73.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
QHN. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. And I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KG4JIA. That's Dennis coming to us from Gaffney. Thanks for getting in there, Dennis, and got you marked in and out, but always good to hear your voice, sir, and thanks for checking in. And I've got KK4JFO, that's James up there on that mountain there in Tuxedo. Good to hear from you, sir, and I got you in the log. Thanks for checking in with us. And I've got KO4JK Miller that hopefully everybody checked in with last night, and Duncan, we got you in the log as well. All right. Didn't get a lot there. I'm going to try one more time. India through Lima. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. It's going to be a challenging night with the presidential address. But anyway, we'll just talk to one another back and forth. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little entertainment, maybe. I don't know. We'll just keep one another awake. And I hope everybody has a good night. I especially hope the president has a good night. KK4JBQ.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control is always pleased to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. And he brings along Donna, KC4MFK. Hopefully enjoying a little political discourse on a civil level as everybody ingests the State of the Union that's happening tonight. I'll catch the summary on that and who knows what's going to be said tonight that will make the news tomorrow, but that's part of the fun of politics is all the crazy things people say. And, yay, politics. All right, let's move on and go to the next RF group. That's going to be Mike through Papa. M through P, call KQ4WHN.
Control, WHN. Getting in quicker, but this is Kilo Romeo 4, India, Oscar Romeo, KR4, IOR, Nikki over in Seneca, South Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight.
Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. In fact, telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. She is this Michelle, and she's where shows it should be negative and negative.
Again, N4NLR, November 4th, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet India Mike. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please ship me in now, please. Negative, negative.
KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KR4IOR. That's Nikki there in Seneca. Always glad to get you in the log there, Nikki. Don't worry about when you get in. We take all comers all the time. Then I've got KK4ONO Lorena, and Lorena brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW. And then together they bring along their daughter through telephone relay, KM4MOQ, and she's down in Ware Shoals. And then I've got In and Out, N4NLR, Nothing Like Rodeo. Jim, good to hear your voice tonight, sir, and we've got you there as well. All right, we'll take a step down to the next, or a step to the next group, and that's going to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN, thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. No, I'll be negative and negative, sir.
WHN. In November 4, Tango Lima, Papa. In 4TLP, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening, Mark.
4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Tom. And got you in log. I've got N4TLP, that's Terry there and Moore. Terry and I shared a commute this afternoon. And Terry, just an update, the HOA meeting was as exciting and fun-filled as you imagined. So if anybody has ever doubted whether you should go to your local HOA meeting for your community, if you have one, boy, those things are fun, and they're really educational. Yeah, if you don't pick up on sarcasm, that was sarcasm. But, you know, these are things that we do as adults because we have to. All right, we're going to move on to the next alphabetic group. That's going to be Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KQ4WHN.
Kitchen. Gain Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela, both here in southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
WHN. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
For WHN. Good evening, Mark, and everyone on the net. Good to talk to you again, Mark. This is Kilo Golf 4. Zulu Golf Sierra, that's KG4ZGS. This is Chris here in Campobello, and no traffic, but I'll chew it with you tonight if you got time.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize K4XB, that's Tommy, and Tommy brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. They are both in southern Greenville County. Good to hear your voice tonight, Tommy, and got you in the log. Thanks for coming and joining us tonight. Then I've got N4ZLK, that's Shane, coming to us from Cleveland, way up there near the state line. And, boy, your audio was really always excellent. I wonder if it has anything to do with the location and proximity to the repeater. But you'll always have that advantage over me, sir. But good to hear you tonight, Shane, and thanks for joining us. Then I've got KG4ZGS, that's Chris, our newfound revived ham who got his ham license a long time ago. Yeah, I'm telling the stories on everybody tonight. You just got to deal with it. Revived his ham license from wanting the hobby and finding a passion for it. So glad to have you back on the net again tonight, Chris, and looking forward to the roundtable. I got you marked down for a comment. All right, folks, I've got a fresh EchoLink station, so I'm going to pause right here and give EchoLink stations a chance to check in, because it's hard for them to do that because they got to wait for all of the noise to stop before they get a chance to hit transmit. So I'll stop making noise and say EchoLink stations, KQ4WHN.
This is KE9DQS, Todd in Indianapolis, Indiana.
DQS, that's Todd in Indiana. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm glad to have you join us on our net here at 9 o'clock. I don't know that I've had you check in with me before, but welcome, sir. Come and join us each and every night at 9 o'clock. We have a different net controller. Not as everyone is as entertaining as I am, but They do a great job, and we love to hear your voice. Hang around for a little rank chew if you like. We'll be doing that here in just a little bit. All right, we're going to move on to the top of the alphabet, and that's going to be Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Everybody on the net, please check in November 4, Charlie Romeo Victor, N4 CRV Lee in Simpsonville, no traffic.
4WHN. Check in KR4 DBR Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Bravo Romeo. This is Bo at Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4.
WHN. Mark, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
For WHN. In and out. This is Kilo. Juliet 4. Bravo. Kilo India. Jack over here in Rock Hill, man. Y'all have a great one.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize N4CRV. That's Lee coming to us from Simpsonville. Got you in the log there, Lee. Thanks for joining us. At KR4DBR, well, that's Bo in Easley. Pardon my pause while I figure it all out. Yep, that's Bo in Easley. And Bo is joining us tonight. I've got you in the log, Bo. And much appreciate you visiting and joining the net tonight. Then I've got KI4DOS. That's Gary, and he brings along Joy, K3JOY. They're both in Easley, and they're both welcome anytime. Gary's going to be hosting our net tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, so make sure you spend some time with him. He'll also have the swap net tomorrow night. If you're looking to buy or sell any of that fun ham gear, he's the man. And then I've got KJ4BKI, that's Jack coming to us from Rock Hill. Jack, your signal is phenomenal from that distance. I wish I had that kind of antenna. But absolutely got you in the log, sir, and appreciate you joining us. All right, folks, we're going to move on to the patient group, and that's going to be Echo through Hotel, E through H. Call KQ4WHN.
KR4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu India. I caught you right at the end of it. On the Alpha through Delta part. Please check me in and out. Good evening, everybody on the net.
WHM. Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candor, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative, right, Mark? Thanks.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize and welcome KR4CZI, that's Walter, coming to us from Anderson. Good to hear you tonight, Walter, and thanks for joining us. Then I've got KC4EZN, well, that's Harry there in Candler, and appreciate you joining us as always, Harry. Good to hear your voice as well. All right, we've been around the alphabet one full time in order, and we've checked our Echolink stations. So that means we get to do an all call. Anybody anywhere, the sound of my voice, you want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Now, Kilo, Quebec, 4, Golf, India, Kilo, Wayne, and Etowah, 73.
WHN. Again, N2 SWJ, November 2, Sierra Whiskey Juliet. This is Scott. I'm down in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
AJ40N Mobile. Bobby, I'm leaving work at this moment.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KQ4GIK. That's Wayne coming to us from Hendersonville. Then I've got N2SWJ. That's Scott. Scott is my number 50 tonight, so Scott, you won the door prize. Also, Scott, you don't have to respond to this one, but if you're still listening, I'd love for you to, at some point in the future when it's appropriate, maybe tell the net a little bit about your remote control project that you're working on. I caught a little bit of the discussion on that a couple of days ago, and I think it's absolutely fascinating what you're putting together there. So we'll put you on the spot, but give that some thought and let me know. I'd love to maybe have a conversation with that one day. And then got AJ4EN, that's Bobby, and he's always checking in here as we get to the 9:30 hour. Good to hear your voice tonight, Bobby. And got you in the log as well. All right, we'll go one more round of all call, and then we'll close down the formal portion of the net. Anyone, anywhere, at the sound of my voice, you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4WHM.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HGET. That's Patrick, my home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling the net.
You are not making the repeater in any intelligible fashion. If you want to try moving around a little bit and give me your call.
Kilo Romeo 4. Kilo Alpha Mike. Kilo Romeo 4. Kilo Alpha Mike. Kilo Romeo 4. Kilo Alpha Mike.
Kilo Romeo 4, Kilo Alpha Mike. That was very clear on those three attempts. So I got you in the log, but I don't have you looked up. So I'm going to assume you're freshly minted ham, or my database is out of order. You got a first name for me?
My name is Luke, and I just got my call sign today. And I'm from Easley, South Carolina.
Well, welcome to the hobby, Luke. I don't know that I've ever foiled the database. We download the FCC database on a weekly basis, and I usually do it the day of just to make sure I catch everybody. But if they just issued you your license, that would explain it. So, Luke from Easley, welcome to the hobby. I hope you'll join us each and every night at 9 o'clock, or as many of those as you can join us. Love to have new folks and new voices coming into the net. Very, very happy to hear you, and absolutely welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, this is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Let me backtrack a little bit and welcome one of our net controllers, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He's coming to us from Penrose. And then KR4KAM, that's Luke, coming to us from Easley. Brand new ham as of today. That is exciting stuff. I remember when I got my license, and I was not brave enough to hit the PTT button at that point because I had no idea what was going on. I was not prepared by all that testing to actually talk to people on the radio. I've gotten over it, you may have noticed. All right. Got, I think, everybody in that's going to come for now. So let me say this is KQ4WHN. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And tonight I have KG4ZGS. That's Chris from Campobello said he's going to hang around and bend my ear for a little bit. So, Chris, if you're ready, you have the floor, sir.
This is KG4ZGS, Chris here in Campobello. And I just wanted to tell you, Mark, I always appreciate talking to you. Thanks for calling the net. I definitely consider you a new friend now that I'm back in the hobby. And I wanted to tell everyone, I'm glad he checked in right at the end. I was going to say anyway, Luke over there in Easley, KR4KAM, I had the honor of being his first contact on this repeater earlier this evening, and so I'm glad he's in the hobby, and I hope he has fun with it, and I was just kind of listening. I hadn't even considered that the State of the Union was tonight,
but when I was in college, I majored in political science and economics, and after many years of following politics and just being disgusted with everything that I see, and now getting back into ham, I wish I had studied electronics engineering or something cool like that.
Sure. I had an avid thought of becoming a career naval officer, and as part of that, figured I should understand how government works. And back then, we called it the CNN degree. So I went through the University of South Carolina Political Science Department, and I learned how British Parliament worked and how the Japanese diet worked, not the eating of fish and rice, but how their parliamentary system called the diet works. And I got really, really deep into politics and amongst all my IT stuff. Had opinions on everything and realized that my life was going to be shorter if I kept that up, because I was just too involved. Had too many opinions, had too much emotion over it. And it's a lot better when you just put it down and go do something else. Maybe pick up a ham radio and have a conversation. So I'm okay with missing the State of the Union, although I think the guy in charge now is probably doing a better job. My opinion, but sometimes even he can be a little much on a given day. But glad to hear that you were Luke's first contact. It's great that you had that opportunity to do that, and impressed that I managed to miss him, because I was out running around basically from about 3 o'clock on this afternoon, so I must have had the VFO turned down or something along those lines. But yeah, we all should have done electronics or mathematics. I'll agree with you there.
Yes, sir. I studied at the University of Georgia, so I guess now we got to be rivals, Mark. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, it was cool to talk to Luke today. He told me he was in computer science, and I guess he could tell you more about what he's doing, but it was cool to talk to him. I was on my way home from teaching this evening, and I called out, like I usually do, KG4 ZGS, mobile and monitoring, or whatever I said. And then a couple minutes later, I heard him call in, and I responded and made his first contact. So that was pretty cool. I definitely made a log of it in my notebook. So I studied politics, and I love talking politics, but it's just always more of the same. It drags on. I feel like the world's a stage. It's all a theater, and most of it's fake. But I wish I had studied, electronic engineering or mathematics. As I continue to restudy my ham stuff, I'm very interested in learning about, schematics and circuitry and stuff like that. So I'm currently studying for my general. I'm brushing up on my tech stuff from all those years ago, and I'm also begun studying general material. And I think as divisive as politics is, I think that ham radio is kind of the opposite in a way that, a lot of people are united around the hobby, and it's very fun. I'm not as technical as some of the guys out there. Mostly I like to rag chew, as you know. I just like to chew it. And anyway, I'm having fun with it, so I appreciate you giving me the floor tonight, sir, and I guess I'll let you get back to your net there. This is KG4ZGS for KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Yeah, I would tend to agree. Now, you can get onto some HF frequencies in the dark of night, and you can hear politics, and that's generally considered bad form, but that's why the frequency dial exists. You can have conversations and keep it civil, and if that's not your bag, again, I think we all have opinions. Sometimes they're not welcome, and sometimes it's best left unsaid. I've learned as I've gotten older, some things
you can just keep that opinion to yourself, and the world will be just a little bit sweeter. But, yeah, I wish I'd spent more time on math. Wish I'd spent more time on electronics. I get it. I fundamentally understand the stuff when I get exposed to it, but just didn't do the math at the beginning when I was a kid because I had other things that I wanted to do, and, you know, we're all like that. If we could only go back and talk to our younger selves, we'd ignore ourselves even more. All right. Well, I've got a couple of minutes that we've been chatting here, so let's go ahead and do another all call. Anybody anywhere you want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN. This is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hey, Luke, you want to be put on the spot if you're out there listening and you want to have a quick conversation. I have one or two questions for you. KR4KAM, you still 4WHN. KR4. You got a little weaker on that one. If you can find where you gave me the three successive phonetic call sign call-outs when you were checking in, that was your X. That's the spot you want to stand on because that was the best signal. But you want to also listen to my voice and just kind of see where you're received is the best. But I was just curious, how was your path through getting your license? Did you use a particular training venue or one of the folks like hamstudy.org? Or how did you get there? How did you get your studying done, and where did you take your test? Because there's probably people out listening that are thinking about it and want to know how you did it. This is KQ4WHN.
This is KR4KAM, and I did my studying with the ARRL Technician Study Guide booklet, book online, or got it off Amazon. It's on sale right now, I believe, too. And then I used hamstudy.net. I used the app of that for taking practice tests and going through the questions. And once I got practice tests above 94, I took the test on Saturday at the Red Cross Center. And it... And I ended up getting 100 on it by doing that ham study. I definitely recommend ham study. Works perfect for learning the questions. And then you learn the material elsewhere and you're good to go.
You are probably the first person that I've talked to that will admit to getting 100 on their exam. I was in the 90s on one of my two, but I never got close to 100. So proud of you. Well done. And a reminder to all the folks that use Ham Study, they are funded entirely by the proceeds of the Signal Stuff website. So if you're thinking about getting an antenna for your HT or maybe for your car, your mobile, Signal Stuff, they make good stuff, and they use the proceeds from that to fund Ham Study. And keep that in mind next time you're shopping for an antenna. Luke, glad you were able to join us tonight, and I appreciate you giving us that report, sir. Like I say, I'm always glad to hear new folks come in and join us for the hobby. It's something that I think it warms everybody's heart as new faces and new voices come along. And good to hear you tonight, sir.
Q4WHN. Oh, well, I had checked in earlier, but I just overheard the new ham talking about ham study. I use the exact same thing to get my technician license, so I'm using it now to study and prepare for the general. So definitely a good app to get you ready for the exam.
Fantastic. Yeah, good recommendation all the way around. It's you definitely want to study and understand the material, but ham study is that good repetitive drill. Ask me a question, make sure I get the right answer. Definitely recommend that, and the fact that they don't charge for it is a huge benefit. So the person that goes through and organizes all that, does all that development, they're going to have to go through it again when the when the question base changes in July, and that'll be an expense for them, I'm sure. But keep ham steady on the top of your lips, and for any other hams out there, new or otherwise, make sure you go to QRZ.com and update your contact information and your profile page so when somebody tries to reach out to you, they know how to find you, not just by your call sign and putting a stamp on an envelope, but actually how they can reach out to you. Maybe learn a little bit about you and how you can do all that. I was shocked when I went in and started looking at some of the folks I would talk to in various conversations with their QRZ page. Just didn't have anything on it. So QRZ.com, go create that account right away and get your contact information and your profile page filled out. As you make contacts, people are going to kind of expect that. And I did look you up, Luke, and you're not there yet. So that's got more to do with the FCC database getting updated, but that'll be in the next day or so. All right, folks, we'll go out through another all call. Anybody anywhere, sound of my voice, you want to check in, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4WHN.
Hey, Chuck.
KHN and 2SWJ / comment.
For sure, Scott, go ahead.
Hey, I was just going to talk a little bit about that remote setup that you were asking about.
I was listening in on one of your conversations when somebody asked you about it, and then the further you got down, I realized that this was more a project of love and affection, at least on the smartphone side, that you were getting involved in and developing, and I thought it was worthy of getting the word out.
On this service called RemoteTX.net, and it uses a Raspberry Pi that hooks to your radio. They support several different versions, several different radios, one of them being the 991A, which is one of the radios I have, and it works through a web page and doesn't require any special apps or anything to use by default from a computer or a phone or something. Drop. It had some limitations where you couldn't use like a headset or something like that with it. So I set out to write a wrapper for the phone page that lets you use a headset, and then headsets or like Bluetooth push-to-talk buttons and stuff like that, and that kept the app active in the background on your phone so that you can set it and listen to your radio at home on your phone, and your phone can go off and you can listen to it through like your Bluetooth headset or whatever, and the radio keeps playing just like it would if you were listening to Spotify or YouTube Music or something like that with your phone off in your pocket or something like that. And then you can push the push-to-talk button on your Bluetooth headset if you have a push-to-talk capable Bluetooth headset. Or if you have a push-to-talk Bluetooth button, you can push that and then just speak, and it transmits on your radio at home. That's what I set out to do, and that's what I've accomplished to work with that service.
A endorsed effort that you're working with them diligently and in concert, or is this something you're building on your own that's just going to support their product?
On my own, but I've gotten with the developer now, and I've made it open source and put it on GitHub, and it's free for anybody who wants to use it in consort with their product, but the developer is supporting it and likes it and everything, and is happy that it's being done, because he's never done any work with Android or anything like that before, so he was excited to see that I had done this.
Is that didn't hear it the first time, what's the website to find out about it, and what might they need to get set up with it to do remote communication on their RF radio back of the house?
TX.net. Romeo, Echo, Mike. Gosh, now I'm trying to spell it phonetically, and I'm screwing up. RemoteTX.net. Romeo, Echo, Mike, Oscar, Tango, Echo, Tango, X-Ray, Dot, Charlie, Oscar, Mike. No, not Charlie, Oscar, Mike. November, Echo, Tango.
EX.net. hopefully everybody got that one. But that's pretty cool technology. And the number of radio platforms that it supports, I guess, is getting larger, longer, and more frequent as they build it out.
They are, and I mean, some of the platforms, some of the ICOMs that they support, he's putting full waterfall. He's got it to where it displays like the full waterfall display and everything on the web page and whatnot. So I mean, it's pretty robust what it displays off the screen of the radio and everything.
Sir, well, and you're putting together the. Essentially, the client app on Android, do you have something in a Play Store yet, or is it only GitHub for the moment?
GitHub, it has to be sideloaded. I'm working on Play Store deployment, and if my QRZ page is up to date, if you send me your email address, I can add you to the testers group, and then you can get it. I have to go through a certain amount of testing and stuff before I can get it onto the full Play Store, and that's what I'm working through right now. So I need testers for it to put into the Play Store testing group to get it through testing to get it onto the Play Store. So if anybody wants to, I'd be happy to send me an email from QRZ, and I'll add you to the group, and you can test it, and that would be helpful.
U4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Just from a investment standpoint, so I heard Raspberry Pi. I'm assuming there's going to be a USB cable to do the cat control and to get the audio out. What else do you need to budget for to put this kind of solution together?
The Raspberry Pi, and you can also, there's several models you can use. It's like a Raspberry Pi, I think it's just a 4 or even a 3B will work. And there's also a couple other off-brand Raspberry Pis you can use too. The website lists them. So, and you don't even have to have a Raspberry Pi 5, the newest one, so you can use the older ones. Then whatever type of USB cable that your radio uses.
I found the hardware recommendation. So at the Ham Shack, you're going to need a Raspberry Pi 3B, 3B Plus, or 4B. It sounds like the 5 is not even... Yes, it's RPI 5 not supported this time, so all the better that it's less expensive. And then some way to communicate with it, there's a subscription for the remote TX software, and just need to figure out how you're going to access it. And Scott's got a way to do it on Android, which is my preferred platform for mobile devices, so that's super cool. I gotta go watch these demos they got on here. They also have, I guess, their videos with a demonstration of what it looks like. And I got a 7300 that's dying to do something else other than sit there turned off. So definitely excited about that one. Thanks for that information there, Scott.
Anytime.
Time for folks that just catching on. This is Remote TX. Remote. TangoXray.net, and pretty cool product. I've heard Scott check in from New York, from Florida, from up in the mountains, and it works. It's pretty cool. All right, we're getting to the top of the hour, so we'll call a last call here. Anybody anywhere you want to check in, Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4WHN. Any other comments, questions, thoughts, concerns, or anybody wants to check in very last second, I'll give you another 30-second window to call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN, this is KR4KAM, and I would like to see if I could test my handheld inside. I'm currently very cold, and I want to see if I could get any kind of signal to the repeater.
Okay. AM, sir, you are perfect, but very, very readable. So I don't want you to be cold. But yeah, you're doing great from inside the house. So wherever you're standing, that's close enough to the repeater. I think we have done another Tuesday night, and we have had some interesting conversations as we went through. Got to meet a new ham, which is always a personal favorite for mine. You know, tonight I said I was going to call out anybody who just got their license, hadn't checked into the net before, and, you know, I'll walk you through it. But Luke did a good job all on his own, even with my confusion about him not being in the database. Glad to hear your voice tonight. And thanks to Scott for the information on RemoteTX.net and his involvement with creating an Android app. And as always, to Chris, KG4ZGS, for catching us up on, the fact that we probably all should have studied harder in school. Let's go with that. All right, folks, I'm going to get my net report together, and we'll close this thing down. Just a reminder, tomorrow night is Wednesday, and at 9 o'clock, same time as we started tonight, Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net tomorrow night. He also has the swap net that he does right after the formal portion of the net. Everybody checked in. Right around 9:30, he'll start the swap net, and then get a chance to hear what folks have for sale and what you might want to consider adding to your own ham shack. Don't forget Gary, and here comes my net report. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for those checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73, and good night, everyone.
KI4DOS, this is KO4NNH. Response, KO4NNH clear.